Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When I say a sibling fight, who do you guys think of? Some of you, I think of Teresa and Joe Giudice, but so many of you probably think of Prince William and Prince Harry. Can you imagine if you had a fight with your brother or sister and it was under a microscope of such global proportion? That's got to be so hard. Prince William and Prince Harry were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they each married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties. Wondery's podcast, Disentangle, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassi. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Henry started. It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy and forward to the battle for who will shape its future. Did their feud start with the royal family's treatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier? You're about to hear a preview of Disentangle. While you're listening, follow Disentangle on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt, I'm so curious, what is the worst fight that you've ever gotten into with a sibling? Or you have a brother, right?
I have an older brother, yeah. He's 6 years older. So It was always an imbalanced fight. It was probably over like Mario Kart or something. I was the annoying little brother who wanted to be involved. Whenever his friends were over, I'm like, you have to include me. Mom said, you have to include me.
You were one of those?
Yeah. And then I'd get punched and leave in tears.
Oh, God. Okay.
And now I'm a comedian. I need approval. I need acceptance.
Yes, it's making sense now. So you might feel pretty connected to the feud that we're talking about today.
Oh.
Because it is also between two brothers who at times seem kind of outmatched.
Okay.
Let's get right into the episode. It's January 2020. You're sitting in a beautiful bubble of ignorance because you probably don't know about COVID-19.
Yeah.
You've got nothing better to do, so you are scrolling Instagram, and all of a sudden, you see this photo. Matt, can you describe it for our listeners?
Oh, it's my literal ginger prince.
Yeah.
My role model. One of the few gingers I had to look up to as a child.
Aww.
So it's Prince Harry, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They look like they're walking through a garden. This almost looks like a magazine shoot. But also it's candid.
Yes, candid, but they're both gorgeous and he's like staring at her.
Yeah, they look in love.
Yes.
They look happy. I'm obsessed.
Like it's not headline worthy. They're not doing anything crazy. They're just walking through a garden.
Well, leave that to the Daily Mail. They'll find something to complain about in this story.
Well, the thing they're going to complain about is actually the caption of this post. I'm going to have you read it. Not the entire thing because it's very long. But there is one very pertinent chunk that we need you to read.
Who posted this?
Harry and Meghan.
Okay. The caption says, "After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year and starting to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. We intend to step back as, quote, senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen. This was their breakup post?
Yes, on Instagram.
That photo?
Of all places, they post this gorgeous photo and they're like, hey, we're leaving. They announced that they're stepping back from the royal family. And maybe they had some idea that this would cause a little kerfuffle, but I don't think they knew that this would change literally everything. Not just their royal status, but them splitting from the monarchy soon morphs into this all-out war between Harry and his brother, Prince William.
Oh.
It's the heir versus the spare, brother against brother, in the spotlight for the whole world to see.
Dun, dun, dun. This is brother on brother, royalty on royalty, Shakespearean, I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
The content warning should be terrible British accents incoming.
I'm gonna do my best. From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell. So today we're dealing with not only two people, but their extended family as well. And what makes it even funnier is that none of them want to be in this feud, and they don't want anyone else to think they're in a feud. And yet, it's all we see.
Okay.
I mean, we saw this all just go down with Kate Middleton. When she suddenly stepped away from the public eye for a few months, the internet went wild with conspiracy theories about supposed affairs and feuds. Me personally, I thought she might have gotten a ponytail facelift.
Right.
Or was staying for a bit at like a mental health spa.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone had a theory.
BBL.
Yeah, sure. Sure, a BBL. But people were making it into something it's not. When in reality, she was unfortunately dealing with a cancer diagnosis. But this is the thing about the royal family. They're all about decorum, keeping things pleasant. And even when their silence leads to PR mishaps, they would rather keep calm and carry on. Or never complain, never explain, as the late queen would say.
The British have a remarkable talent of pretending to be put together, but all of them are dramatic as hell.
Yes, and when they finally blow, it's like insane because they've just been pushing everything down.
Yeah.
No one in this family is pulling in Azalea Banks and tweeting out their grievances to the world.
Thank God.
This is a very different kind of fighting. It's one that requires body language experts and parsing through PR statements. That is until one side reaches a breaking point. Because if you can't beat the monarchy at its own game, you simply have to start playing by a different set of rules.
Oh.
This is Prince Harry and Prince William, part one of two.
I know. How great did that sound? And that was just a preview of Dis and Tell. You know, besides covering Prince Harry and Prince William, they cover Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus, Lauren Conrad and Heidi Montag. You guys will love this podcast as much as I do. So listen to Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And enjoy.